Ooh, no.
And do calves. Any separate call to calves?
Calves are generally shut up tight in barn, and
you don't bring
them in. When you turn them out, you leave them there till fall, as a rule, if you got water there.
So there'd be no special sound
there? No.
In telling horses to move to the right or move to the left?
You mean driving them or in the barn? Well, you go G and haw.
And then in the barn, what would you use?
Just say, get over.
Get over, yes.
Get over.
Call to horses in the pasture to come in.
Come boy, come boy, come boy.
And to horses, urge them to move along more rapidly.
Get up.
And a call to horses to stop.
Woo.
And you want to...
Back up.
Okay. And call the pigs at feeding time.
Woo! Woo!
And to sheep to get them to come in from the pasture.
Sheepy, sheepy!
Okay. And to chickens at feeding time.
I never call them.
You don't call them.
Chick, 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 chick!
All right. Well, thanks a lot. I know that that's sort of a saddle for the rider's feet.
That's a stirrup.
And what would you call the horse on the left of a team of horses?
Well, it'd be on the haw side.
The haw side, okay.
Yeah, that'd be the lines.
All right. And the whole contraption of leather that you put on a horse?
Harness.
Be the harness.
Just a little
ways.
Let's say your dog gets a hold of that coon out there and chews him up, and you can say, well, we'll not see any more trouble, and you want to express it in terms for a long while now. How would you say that? We'll not have any trouble from him.
We won't have any trouble from him for quite a while.
Okay. You call those.
Had a fur.
All right. We raised a big
wheat crop.
All right. When you get rid of the trees and shrubs, I imagine your grandfather did clear this land. Well, there I use the expression, but why would you put it? Getting rid of the shrubs or the underbrush, cutting down trees, getting the land ready for farming.
We cleared it.
All right.
That's alfalfa.
And that second time, you would call that what cut?
Second cutting.
Second cutting. Any other expression for that?
No, I wouldn't say.
Yes. Well, some time back when we were still using the old binder for cutting oats and wheat, what did you call that?
Sheep?
Matter, yes. That the binder twine was around. You call that the...
Well, that's a bundle.
That's the bundle, okay.
Call them bundles.
And you would call it a sheep. Well, at least...
It
could be called both, where that goes, but I'd say... They always, when you're thrashing, then you'd always call it the bundle wagons, you know.
Yes. Let's call a pile of these sheaves put together.
Shock.
Shock.
All right. Let's say a farmer asks you, or a friend of yours asks you, well, how much did your, how'd your wheat do this year? And you'd say, well, it made
50 bushels of acre.
50 bushel
feet. All right. I'm just going to ask this with trying our preferred way of saying that.
Oats are thrashed.
Oats are thrashed, huh?
Organization deal.
Yes.
It's an organization deal.
Well, I can believe that you...
I worked also in Farm Bureau work. I was the county women's leader and helped organize townships.
Well, that's very worthwhile work, I think, very important. Well, if a man had been, let's say, running for a couple of miles, and then he had to stop, just couldn't go any farther, he's exhausted, you would say that 2 miles is the, as far as he could go, you'd say 2 miles is the...
Limit.
All right.
That's it, limit.
All right, or...
2 miles all he can go.
Okay. And